Well, it's so good to be here on this night. So good to be with you, especially good to be with friends. We've got Andy here, Adrian, and they're going to come into the church or make full communion, come into full communion with our church. And what they're doing tonight is they're pasching, a famous ancient homily. This idea of passing, so he says, you are celebrating the Holy Pasch. This goes for all of us. You are celebrating the Holy Pasch, and you should know. Pasch means the crossing over. On this day that the children of Israel crossed over out of Egypt, we heard about it in our scriptures, right? And the Son of God crossed over from this world to his heavenly Father. And of course, this is what we proclaim. Ambrose says, therefore, what gain is it to celebrate the Pasch? What gain is it to celebrate the Pasch unless you imitate him who you worship? That is, unless you cross over from Egypt. That is, from the dark and from the love of this world to the love of your heavenly home. He wants to share in his life fully. For those of you getting baptized, you know, you're lucky. You're going to have some water poured over your head. The priest used to hold you flailing so that you come up out of the water and go, you know. But the imagery, the symbolism is still there for us. That baptism is a death. In fact, for all those who die, who are gathered here, we hope that you get for you and you would be brought in the back of the church, came in to dispel the darkness. And I'll just pick on Andy here. We'll say, in baptism, Andrew died with Christ and rose with at baptism. That's when it happens. Now, that's after we die, physically, corporally, right? So my favorite, absolute favorite image for baptism is from our Eastern brothers and sisters who are in full communion with the Catholic Church, in Byzantine brothers and sisters that call, and it's in our own catechism, that call baptism divinization. You know, that's what's happening to you tonight. You're being divinized. Whoa. I get to help a person be divinized tonight. This is going to be incredible. But this, when we embrace that, when we recognize what God has done for us and in us and through us, then it makes it to live by that light. Ambrose says, as I was saying earlier, what gain is it to celebrate the Pasch unless you imitate him who you worship? That is, unless you cross over from Egypt, that is, from darkness of this world to the love of your heavenly home. And he says this to the unhappy Christians. He says, oh, unhappy Christians who still remain in Egypt, that is, under the power of the devil and taking delight in all this evil, because of the Pasch worthily, that is, that you cross over, that we're baptized, divinized, we're brought into that that realm, into communion with God. And it says this, he says this rather, whoever among you who are in sin and celebrate this evil doing to the life of virtue, whoever among you are living just, pass from virtue to virtue, so that there shall be none among you who has not crossed over. So that there shall be none among you, nobody here who hasn't. As I was reading that earlier today, and I've read this homily around this time every year, I started to think of all the ways I have not crossed over, and all the proclivities to sin that still just are hanging on in my life, and our priesthood day of sanctification, Pearl Day of Sanctification, I go every year to. I go more than every year. I go like almost every week sometimes, but. I went to a priest friend, and we've been doing that since we've been ordained, you know. And yeah, I can be like, okay, I just want to walk perfectly into the Pasch. I want to walk perfectly into this vigil. And you know, it's like, I've already sinned. I know I have venial hope, you know, but I'm just saying this word filled with a lot of joy and a lot of light and triumph. And I prayed with that. I was like, why do I feel heavy, you know, or why do I feel, I felt like Ambrose was saying, like, get it together, man. Kind of. And I was praying with that. And what was helpful to me, and we know this is the Lord, he's like, hey, you've been trying to do that all Lent. You said this is going to be the Lent that you do it, that you really cross over at Easter. And he's like, don't you know that it's me that pulls you over? Don't you know that it's me? I'm the one. I've crossed over. I have this, and Jesus is literally standing over the abyss of Hades, and his hand is extended, and he's grabbing onto our first parents, you know, Adam and Eve, and he's pulling them up. About that image of baptism, about being under the water, is that you are eventually, you're not drowned, right? You're kind of pulled up for that air. And it's Jesus is the one. Actually, we read it, those prayers that we read after the one that came after the last, God's grace has to do it. It's by grace. And that's what you guys are stepping into and receiving. It's God's grace. And Jesus says this, you can do it. He's saying, I'm going to give you everything you need to do it. I'm going to do it for you. The big thing that we need to do is say, help me, Jesus. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, more of you. I can't. You can. And this, that we can pray for it. If we're really stuck, we can say, Jesus, I don't even want to turn to you in this moment. Because I'm so obstinate, or I'm so broken, or I'm so wounded, or I don't know if I trust, or I think you're going to make my life miserable. Bad lie that Satan likes to tell us. But isn't it Jesus who says, no, I've come to set you free. I've come to give you life. I've come to breathe new life into your lungs, into your life. I've given you guys are going to be partakers in that Eucharist tonight. And it's for the first time. This is so exciting. It says, here's my body and here's my blood. I know you're not perfect, but I'm reaching out to you and I'm giving my whole self to you because I want you to be a share in my divine life. I want you to have communion with me. I want that divine. The deep thing that we need to surrender to this plan of salvation and to have our hands lifted up and say, Lord, rescue me. I can't cross over myself. You need to carry me.